Welcome to The Spark. This is a podcast created internally for our Valleywide employees so they can be connected to their strengths, their purpose, and how to be the best version of themselves at work. I'm Sylvia, the host of this podcast. We're looking forward to the opportunities that this channel has to connect you with ways to help you find your own spark. And we'll be doing this podcast hosted by me with also some opportunities to bring some special guests along the way so they can share their insights as well. So listen in, settle in, and we'll get right into today's episode. So let's chat a little bit about what Clifton Strengths is. Why are we doing it? Why is it so important? But before we get there, I want to start off with just telling you a little bit about my strengths journey. So I took the Clifton Strengths assessment about 2 years ago, and this wasn't my first type of strengths or personality-based assessment. I had taken some others that might sound familiar to you, like the Myers-Briggs, INTJ, by the way, and the Insights Framework, which I leaned blue in that one. But the Clifton Strengths assessment really resonated with me because it gave me more than a color theme or just a sequence of personality traits. The Strengths Framework gives an in-depth report of what was enjoyable and what I naturally excelled at and how I could be most successful with my natural skills. I finally had a language to understand how I worked and how I thought, and it gave me a set of tools to have some ownership over the things that I felt like I knew I was good at, but I was feeling more confirmed in after taking the assessment. I find that now on my team, I'm able to say, my achiever strength really helped to prepare me for this upcoming meeting, or my learner strength was maximized when I was able to see other experts in the field talk about employee engagement. And before, maybe I was doing or amplifying these skills, but I wasn't really able to have that full language to really be intentional about using my strengths regularly and really maximizing them for what they were. Well, let's fast forward a few years. We talk about integrating this at Valleywide, and I want to talk about in today's episode what our ideal vision is with Clifton Strengths. So this work is essentially self-development through awareness, knowing what you're good at, and using those tools or those strengths that you have so you can have your best day every day in your job. Clifton Strengths work is rooted in what we like to call strength-based approaches. So that means instead of hammering down on those things that are perceived weaknesses, you know, those things that you're not very good at or that you absolutely hate, that instead we try to build those areas that you naturally excel at, the energy givers, the excellence makers. And honestly, I know for me that this already sounds like a way more appealing option because being gooder at an easy thing, for lack of a better term, is way more enjoyable than being goodish at something hard or something draining. And let's face it, the idea of being well-rounded and being good at everything doesn't fit the world that we live in today. So it's time to maximize those energy givers and those excellence makers. Hold on a moment, though. I know I just said that you don't need to be well-rounded. This isn't full permission to let you never leverage areas that are perceived weaknesses for you. At times, we all have to sit with a little bit of discomfort when things are not in our normal routine or when things fall outside the strengths that you possess. But we want this to be a conversation, and that the feeling you have at work is more about building your strengths and letting you reach your full potential simply by doing the things that you like and that you're good at. And we'll spend less time doing those things that you don't love or that really bring you down and really drain your energy. At Valleywide, we do have a few stages of Clifton work. It's important to know that whether you're doing strength-based work at Valleywide or you went to a different organization and they were focusing on similar things, that you likely would be looking at this work in steps. So it's not like we're going to work on this one or two times, put it on a shelf, and forget about it. This stuff really is continuous, and it's a good opportunity to know yourself, to know your team, to work better with others, and have a better understanding of your strengths and everyone else's strengths. So like I said when I talked about my story, strengths is a language that we need to continue to practice at and use because it gives that mutual understanding of how someone thinks, how they approach things, and how they consider their role and the value that they bring to the team. If you're new to Clifton Strengths, this is the first time you've ever taken this assessment, you may be wondering, okay, now what? If you have taken the assessment before, like a few years ago, maybe you haven't revisited it in a while and you're like, okay, now what? What am I going to do that's different this time? Well, it all starts with the stages. Stage one of Clifton Strengths at Valleywide is introducing you to the framework, making you curious about yourself and your strengths, and maybe start to think about some of those questions that you have around strength-based work in general. Step two is identifying those strengths that you have. You're really at this point starting to resonate and identify with those things. You're using that language as you think about what you do best. And step two is also where you start owning those strengths. So the second part of this is if, for example, let's say I have woo in my strengths. I identify opportunities to leverage the woo strength and I own it. I'm proud of being a wooer and I truly am thinking about ways to leverage that strength and pursue opportunities to do what a woo would do best. And because of that mindset, I know that I feel confident that I am skilled in that area. So at step three, you're already well aware of your strengths. You may start to be confident in your strengths, right? And with step three, you're going to be looking for key areas that you're able to nourish a strength, but also watch out for its blind spots or take extra intention around utilizing it, but not stretching it too thin and overutilizing it. Step three is also when you look at your strength as an opportunity to use a particular skill, even when you don't have that skill. Let me give you an example of this. So let's say you have a project where you're tasked with doing some research about how another community health center is doing a process that you normally do in your role. But when you sit down to think, you realize very quickly, wow, I don't know where to start, because you often lead with those blue strengths like positivity and adaptability and feel like it would be really nice if you could lean into a green strength or like a learner strength or an analytical strength for a project like this. But we're not asking you to work skills you don't use naturally. Instead, go back to your strengths and maybe you'll find something. And maybe, for example, you look at your strengths again and you see, oh wait, actually, I have some executing strengths like deliberative and focus, which would be able to help you in this situation because you're able to look at those strengths, think and rethink how you can use those to help you in that particular project. So deliberative for a project could be helpful because it helps you look at research thoroughly. And your focus strength could help you to review other ideas, but drive down on the ideas that really fit Valleywide or your process best. And of course, because sometimes we don't always have strengths in all the areas in ourselves, you feel in step three that you're able to go to your team members and really leverage partnerships because you know someone on your team that's really strong and green, really would be able to help guide you in this project. And so you're being able to look at your strengths as opportunities, you're leveraging in on using them well, and you're also looking at your partnerships. So it's a bigger scope than the steps before that. All right. So step four is opportunities to support others and see others. Strength work is great to learn about yourself. It's fascinating work, but it is a team conversation as well. And so how can you look at your strengths, look at the strengths of others, and better understand how people think and how people work? Looking at your strengths in combination with strengths of others is the key to that team success. That's where you're going to find that your team is most productive, where you feel like you can trust and lean into using others as resources for you to help you get the job done. Ultimately, step four really is working with others, in a more efficient way and having compassion for other strengths and other perspectives in a really enlightening way. Okay, so step 5 is the last step, and it's the ultimate ideal vision of where we want to be at Valleywide. This is where you're able to come to work and live your strengths. You're able to use those strengths regularly. You feel energized by your work and your contributions, and you see value in others and their contributions and their area of expertise. And overall, you're happier because you're doing things that feel authentic and energizing. That's really important when we think about having an engaged workforce. So that's the long-term plan. And of course, we have a lot of learning, a lot of curiosity, and a whole lot of celebrating of who we are along the way. And there's a lot of steps and growing moments in between all of those things. So it's really important that we go over this, that we had a chance to review the steps of Clifton work, and to remind you as the host of this podcast, but also someone at the organization that is also working on my own strengths, that we're taking this in strides. We're learning together and we're working through the framework together, because this is a good opportunity to learn about yourself, learn about others, and continue to have opportunities to be the best version of yourself in your job. Okay, and that completes our first episode of The Spark. And I really hope that there was something in here that resonated with you, that you connected with. I hope that this first episode or some of these topics make you excited. They make me excited. And I hope that you continue to check in with this podcast, to look for our new episodes. And of course, I hope that you know, as part of workforce development and as part of anything that we do, that you have an opportunity to share your voice. So if you like this content, if you would like to hear certain types of topics for these, let us know. Connect with me and I'd be happy to take those ideas. So thanks again. I hope that you join us for our next episode of The Spark and all that this series is going to bring to our employees at Valleywide.